You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart. And a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove. That new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line. Bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. What? You two here again?
Yes, we'd like a word with you. It's about Doug.
Now, look, we went into all that when you were here last week.
Yes, but we wanted to tell
and
you...
And when I told you that this new Doug is a soap for everything in your wash, what did you say?
We said we didn't believe you.
In fact, you told me you didn't see how this one granulated soap could do all three kinds of wash.
Well, we didn't see how this same Doug could be so safe for rayon slips...
And still get work shirts clean.
And towels white.
Well, Doug does it. All three kinds of wash. If you'd only try it, you'd see Doug is a really new kind of granulated soap. It's Procter & Gamble's new soap discovery.
But that's what we came to tell you. We did try Doug.
Oh. Oh, well, why didn't you say so?
Honestly, Mr. Collier, you were right. Doug really washes my rayon slips beautifully.
Why, of course. Doug is a lot safer for those pretty colors. In fact, they stay bright much longer with Doug than with any of the four other leading granulated soaps. And think what a help that is in wartime when you want clothes to last longer.
But what amazed me most is how wonderfully clean Doug gets my husband's work shirts. I don't have to do any hard scrubbing at all.
Well, didn't I tell you? You can't buy a soap that gets clothes clean easier than Doug.
And, Mr. Collier, you should see how snowy white Doug gets my towels. I've never seen whiter washes than I get with Doug.
Well, I told you Doug would show you how really white your towels and linens could be. There's not another soap of any kind. Bar, chip, or granules that gets clothes whiter than Doug.
And yet it's so safe.
Why, sure. That's why it's one soap for everything in your wash. Remember, Doug is not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind of granulated soap. So, ladies, ask for Doug, D-U-Z, today. And next wash day, let Doug do everything. And now the Goldberg. Well, it looks as if the play and interplay of deception at the Goldbergs is about over. It was noble of Mikey to turn himself into a Galahad and rush blindly into the breach to save Sammy from Emma. But now that the whole Goldberg family, including Rosie, think that Mikey loves Emma, the whole point of the sacrifice is ridiculous. The wrong people are being hurt. And when Molly and Uncle David walked into the house and found Rosie crying... Uncle David, who was responsible for Emma's presence at the Goldbergs, took the bit in his teeth, and the crisis is on. Listen.
Mikey?
Uncle David.
Mikey?
Uncle David, please, why do you want Mikey, Uncle David?
Where is he?
Please, David, I don't want you
Molly, I wish to be obliged, and I don't want you to tell me whatsoever.
If you're going to talk to Mikey about Rosalie, I don't want it.
You don't know the nature of my desire to talk to Mikey, so don't utter so loud.
David.
Molly.
David, please. Mikey?
You call me Uncle David?
Yes.
I don't want Uncle David to talk to you, Mikey. Whatever is your feeling and your intentions, Mikey, darling, is yours. Uncle David feels bad because Rosalie feels bad. But... things happen. It's nobody's fault. Who can say who you should like or who you should love? If it's Emma, it's not Rosalie, so who's to blame?
Good morning.
Morning.
Why did everybody stop when I walked in?
Nobody stopped, Jake. I'm only asking about breakfast. Sit, Jake.
I'll just swallow a cup.
So sit.
I'll swallow it in the kitchen.
So I'll give it to you in the kitchen. Excuse me.
Oh. Mikey?
All right, Uncle David, please.
It's enough. No more. Now, from this moment forward, I want the truth, and nothing but the truth.
I'm 16. Coco, David.
Thank you. Not.
Not what?
Not Coco. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Don't mention it. Mikey, sit. I should remain silent when under my eyes a stage you are building and playing theater? And I should be also an actor. Ah, no. The world is not a stage, and we the people are not actors. Who cares what Shakespeare said? The world is a place to live in, and people have to live their little parts. I should sit, and Rosalie's heart should break, and you should make believe you like Emma, and Rosalie should think so, too. When all the time it's Sammy, and everybody is walking around blind. If Sammy likes Emma so much, so extremely, then Molly should know it.
Good morning.
Good morning, my Rosalie dear. My lovely Rosalie.
Where's my mother, Uncle Dave?
In the kitchen. She's giving Papa a cup to swallow.
Excuse me.
You didn't see Mikey, Rosalie.
I said good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Where is Sammy, Rosalie?
He's upstairs.
Maybe you'll call him Hedda for me, Rosalie.
I will, Uncle David.
Papa said good morning, Rosalie.
Good morning, Pa.
Please, Jake. I'll walk down the road with you. I have to stop off.
Where?
By Mike Machuchuk, I told you. The baby has temperature and she broke her thermometer. And I'll take mine over. Rosalie, get mine thermometer. It's in the little black box.
I know where it is, Ma.
How long is your fellow, Mackie?
I'll be leaving soon.
All right, Jake.
Did you heard me say anything beyond a simple interrogation?
Oh, if anybody or somebody calls, say I'll be returning shortly.
Yes, you'll be returning shortly.
What's the matter? Sam isn't down yet?
He took a little bicarbonate.
Sammy is taking bicarbonate already?
Here, Mom.
Give me.
Ma, I'll go with you.
Then come. Just give me the extra bag of clothespins.
Where's Emma?
She's hanging.
Emma did the washer already this morning?
Yes. Come. You got the clothespins?
Yes, ma'am.
So come. I'll walk over to Mike Machuchuk.
What's the matter with Mike Machuchuk, baby?
She's got a little temperature. If anybody calls me, I'm shortly returning.
Yes. Now we are alone, Mikey. I want everybody around the table.
Uncle David, will you wait? Will you please listen to me?
No, but you listen to me. I'm older, and I'm wiser, and I'm kinder. I wouldn't do what you did.
Did I do it to hurt Rosie?
But you did.
Sammy is my friend, Uncle David.
Sammy is more than a friend to me. And Molly is even more than Sammy is to me. And Rosie is even more than Sammy and more than Molly. And I want the truth. If Sammy...
Yes?
Good morning.
Good morning. More talk.
Yes. You are not in the mood?
Sit down, Sammy.
I can stand.
You'll get tired. This is not a short conversation.
Why can't it be short?
Because you made that impossible.
Where's my mother?
She went with the thermometer. And if you want to know where Emma is, she's hanging.
All right, Uncle David. What is this board of directors meeting?
Sammy?
Just a minute, Uncle David. Now, Sammy, let's go over this thing from the very beginning, huh? Let me refresh your memory a little bit. Emma came here...
My fault. I brought her here.
Uncle David...
Emma came, so what?
So you called me up, remember?
Well?
What do you mean, well? You called me into this thing. You came running to me, crying out you didn't know what you were doing.
Oh, but I didn't ask you to make a grandstand play for Emma. I didn't ask you to pretend you were in love with her. You think you're fooling her? Do you think you're fooling me?
I don't know who's being fooled. But I know that you're being fooled, Sammy.
Well, I like it. I like being fooled. I like it fine. But Rosie doesn't.
Listen, never mind Rosie. Let's stick to the point. When Emma put the sign on you, you forgot everything. Old friends, common sense, the people
Quiet.
Who tried to help
yeah.
you.
Yeah? Oh, yeah? And when Rosie thinks that...
Quiet. Emma lied to you. She lied to everybody.
Quiet. You tried to play the noble friend, but all you
Quiet.
Could...
Quiet. No,
what's
Quiet.
The use?
Quiet. Sammy. Are you ready to tell Mama?
Tell her what?
That you love Emma?
Nobody ever heard me say that I loved Emma.
Well, do you?
Do you, Sammy?
Well, why do I have to answer you?
Because either you do or you don't.
Either you do or you don't. I want an answer.
You want an answer?
Yes. I'm not going to sit by and watch Rosie breaking her heart because she thinks Mikey loves Emma when all the time it's you.
Well, who asked him to make believe?
You did. Even if you didn't have the nerve to say it out, you. Even if you didn't have the nerve to say it out, you. Even if you didn't have the nerve to say it out, you. Even if you didn't have the nerve to say it out, you. Even if you didn't have the nerve to say it out, you did. You're running wild, Sammy. You can't stop. You know what Emma is. You've seen her lying. You've seen her cheating. You've seen her telling stories. Doing everything to worm her way into the family. You've watched her pull one act after another, and you know as well as I do, and as well as David does, that she can't be trusted. And all the while, you're falling deeper and deeper and deeper, giving up, letting her wrap herself around you until you can't think and you can't act and you can't wake up. What do you think I am? Who do you think I am? I had to do something.
Sure, he had to do something.
Well, if you don't like it, let it go.
Listen, why don't you face it? Why don't you make up your mind once and for all? Do you love Emma or don't you?
I never said I loved her.
Well, do you?
Do you, Sammy?
How do I know? How can I tell?
Then tell her to leave.
I'll take her away.
I want her here.
Here she can't stay. Unless you tell Mama you love her. And not Mikey. I don't want Rosalie breaking her heart.
I want her here.
You're crazy, Sammy.
Why am I crazy? I don't know what I want. I don't know what I feel. What do you want me to do? Marry Emma now before I even know what's right? So that both of you can have the matter settled one way or another?
Who said marriage?
Then why are you forcing me to make up my mind? Why?
It doesn't need a great psychologist to realize that Sammy is facing in two directions at once. That he's being torn both ways, afraid to say yes or no. But the same psychologist would realize that something definite must be done, and done at once, because of all the other people involved. What will it be? You know, whenever I hear you ladies say you hate to wash dishes, I figure it's the fault of those halfway soaps. Yes, if you're using a tough granulated soap, you're only getting a halfway job because it's short on kindness to your hands. Or if you're using a bar soap, it doesn't have real speed. But here's the dishwashing news you've been waiting for. New Does is here. Yes, I mean that new kind of granulated soap that does everything in your wash. And it has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Yes, your hands will come out of the dishpan feeling beautifully soft and smooth. Actually, New Does is far kinder to your hands. Kinder than any of the four other leading granulated soaps. Yet no soap made speeds through dishes faster than Does. It cuts even tough grease without hard scouring. Remember, you can tell by the suds how new and different Does is. Try it in your dishpan. You'll find Does has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Tomorrow, a definite action is decided upon, one that affects everybody's future. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.